Presbyterian Church called a meeting to decide what to do about their squirrel infestation. After much prayer and consideration, they concluded that the squirrels were predestined, that's what they believe, predestined to be there, and they should not interfere with God's divine will. At the Baptist church, the squirrel had taken an interest in the baptistry. The deacons met and decided to put water slide on the baptistry and let the squirrels drown themselves. The squirrels liked the slide and unfortunately knew instinctively how to swim, so twice as many squirrels showed up at the following week. The Lutheran church decided that they were not in a position to harm any God's creature, so they humanely trapped their squirrels and set them free near the Baptist church. 2 weeks later, the squirrels were back when the Baptists took down the water slide. The Episcopalians tried a much more unique path by setting out pans of whiskey around their church in an effort to kill the squirrels with alcohol poisoning. They sadly learned how much damage a band of drunk squirrels can do. Hallelujah. But the Catholic Church came up with more creative strategy. You know what they did? They baptized all the squirrels and made them members of the church. Now they only see them during Christmas and Easter. Not much was heard from the Jewish synagogue. They took the first squirrel and circumcised him. They haven't seen a squirrel since. And that's the story behind those pictures. So before we begin, I want you all to stand and make declaration. I have my cowboy boots, so I'm from Texas. And so in Texas, we raise up our Bible. If you don't have your Bible, raise up your right hand or your cell phone and say with me, "This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I have what it says that I have. I can do what it says I can do. Tonight I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Say never, never, never. Say never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name." And before you sit down, turn to your neighbor and say, "I look good, but you look better." Hallelujah. I have to apologize also if I speak in my native language occasionally. Of course, I will translate it because I have so many fans all over the world watching me through Facebook. Hallelujah. So, and they're mostly Filipinos. Amen. And the text that I took is from 1 Peter. I'm studying Peter. And of course, Peter helps me a lot because I read somebody and I used chapter 3 of 1 Peter because it's about submission, about marriage and so forth. After all, Pastor Brad, Peter is the only one who is married among the 12 disciples. Can you imagine that? Although Paul has the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Spirit of the living God to instruct us about submitting to one another and whatnot. But in any rate, also, our pastor preached about chapter 3, about fellowship one with another, right? And so tonight, my title is Fearless. I started out two months ago about fear. The vaccine for fear is the presence of God. The fear is over 400 times in the Bible, and so it's so important to discuss that. And it's always been and always will be in the hearts of men and women because fear has been given to us by God as a good fear. But then a lot of times the enemy contradicts that by giving us the spirit of fear. Of course, the Greek word do that with phobos, so to speak. All this phobia. The fear of darkness, the fear of height, the fear of your in-laws. Amen? So, but then you don't have to be fearful because God says, fear not. many times over, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be afraid. Amen? And I like the fact that God, the word of God is good because I'm not articulately English. My grammar is different. The hardest subject in school is English. But praise be to God. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. That one word of the word of God can quicken your heart and change your heart for the better, for the best, and for the good. Amen? Actually, good, better, best. I will not rest until my good is better and my better is best. But in any rate, see, one word. That's what happened to me when God quickened my spirit on one word, start with letter F. That's why letter F is important to me. Fornication is a sin. Fear and all those was changed. But all my dialect or language is all about F word after another before speaking the right English. I told you that last time. But praise be to God, it was shift and change that I can be firm, F word, firm in the word of God. And now we have fearless. Okay. And here's in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17 to 22. All right. It says there, since you call on a father, say father, who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. See? For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver and gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in this last time for our sake. Through him you believe in God who raised him from the dead and glorified him. And so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourself by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. So key words, of course, the first part of Peter is about the grace and the abundance of mercy. It talks about that. And we just celebrated 2 weeks ago or last week, 2 weeks ago, about, you know, honoring our veterans Memorial Day weekend. And that's really something that's ingrained in Peter, that we will not forget what Christ did for each and every one of us, that grace that allow us to have inheritance prepared for us by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And with his precious blood, he redeemed us. That's powerful. Amen. And with that, I said the first F word was like, yes. Of course, before that, I have the slide number 4, of course. Let go out of your fear. I have to go back to what I preached last time, that fear is something that Paul said to Timothy last time, that he said, Timothy, do not be afraid, because God has given you the power of love and of sound mind, right? Let go of your fear, because he has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and sound mind. To the point that this young Timothy, who is a preacher and evangelist, who is not fearful, he is a fearless guy, and yet with all these elders coming to him left and right, and all of a sudden he got afraid to the point he was sick. And that's what fear does to us. It paralyzes us. It just shake us out and don't even want to think good. And many of the people who came out of, we have COVID-2019, right? And some of them committed suicide. I have a lot of phone call and pray for families that committed suicide last year because of this COVID thing. And that's really what fear does to us. Amen? And many times over, of course, the other one is the fear of death. But here I also kind of like, says fear. I like all this acoustic word, and fear is false evidence appearing real. And that's like the narratives of our society today. And I told you that Pastor Matt preached about breakthrough. That's called breakthrough, right? Forget everything and run to God. There is a breakthrough in the word. Amen. And of course, face everything and rise, get back on track. And Filipinos eat a lot of rice. That's why we stick together. And that's fellowship. He preached about fellowship, right? Hebrews 10, 24, 25. Not forsaking ourselves, assembling ourselves together as a matter of some is, as we fellowship. And for all of you who might not know what is fellowship, basically, you are not the only fellow on the ship. That's called fellowship, okay? So, that's it. So, here is the first F word, firm. So, we stand firm in the grace of God. And so here, fix your hope in the revelation of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Fix your eyes not on what is seen, but is unseen, right? For what is seen is temporal, say temporal. But what is unseen is eternal. So we live in this planet Earth, we see everything. We don't see God because God is eternal God, and yet we believe because for us, he is so real, right? And I will elaborate that more so in the experience that we have and the experience of the Old Testament people, okay? That's why they believe in a person that they don't see, because the reality of unseen is more real than what we see here today. We live in five senses, but there's what we call sixth sense, okay? Everything is temporary, like I said before, because the only thing that's permanent is the fact that God is real, his word, his promises, and this gospel of the kingdom that we preach is permanent. Hallelujah. Families are temporal because your sons and daughter get married, separated from you, and they graduated from high school and then go to college. So there's separation in family, right? Some people die. Of course, that's separation as well. But because it's temporary, but praise be to God, the things that eternal come from God and the word of God. Amen. And our citizenship is in heaven. I was a Filipino citizen. I become American citizen. And now I'm the citizen of heaven. So I thank God for the citizenship that I have. There's no black, white, yellow, or brown. We are one blood, the blood of Jesus Christ that unites us all. Amen. Because we have a father. And our daddy, our papa, is a family man. See? He is the best daddy that we ever had. And many times over, see, we call our father. That's our prayer, being Catholic, raised up as a Catholic. Ama namin, sumasalangit ka, our Father who art in heaven. See, that means I'm not the only child or daughter of the Most High God. Our Father. He's not, I'm... Oh, my father, our father. See, because Jesus is the firstborn among many brethren. And there's more to follow as we share this glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So praise be to God. Amen. So when we realize that we have our Heavenly Father, as a matter of fact, we sing that a lot of times. He's a good, good father. That's who you are, right? Remember that song. Praise God. And our goal is not just to please ourselves, but to please God, our Father, our Heavenly Father. I thank the Lord that I have my son with me for 2 weeks. Amen. And basically, some of you probably asked what happened to me. I've been absent for a couple of weeks because I went to the hospital. And see, I retired in the military with zero disability because I'm healthy all my life. Over 43 years, I had not taken medication and all that. So I'm healthy, right? But that week, Wednesday, I was ready to preach that week, that night. I'm also have a preaching engagement at the park with 50 older women who's waiting for me at noon. And yet 10:30 in the morning, here I am. I have pain in my chest. And then I work the yards, landscaping. 80 degrees for me, I don't even sweat. And yet I'm inside the house with air condition and I'm sweating. And then my right arm is like weakening. And so this is unusual for me as a charger, you know. I don't feel right. So I call my son who just came that night, you know, from Japan. And I said, my son, there's something wrong with me. I don't feel right. So get the blood pressure thingy and check me out. course, he checked me out. My blood pressure is okay. Every week I check my blood pressure. It's okay. And then I said, check it again, twice, three times, and everything is okay. So I get a glass of water, and I'm ready to roll again. So I'm headed to work. Of course, we're going to feed the young people also, the youth, that night. So I got my barbecue grill and everything. But my son called my wife, my queen, from work and said, Dad, he's having chest pain. And my wife so lovingly says, I'm going to take you to the hospital. And so, no, don't bother. I'm okay. I'm ready to roll. So, okay, I will set up an appointment to the clinic. And sure enough, once the clinic heard his chest pain, he said, take him to ER. And I thought ER is extra rice, so let's go. But unfortunately, it's not. So they confined me for a day and a half over there and checked my blood and everything. After it's all said and done, they just find Jesus in my heart and my wife pictures in my heart. That's all they find. Everything went well, you know. No blood clot. Everything flows and stuff like that. And I thank each and every one of you because you prayed that night too. Amen. It was like, it's good that you have 911, not the 911 emergency, but this 911 prayer. Call upon me and I will answer you and show you mighty things that you have not know of, right? This is our lifeline right here. Prayer. Glory to God. Amen. So, but then here is the third part of fear. Fear the Lord, right? That's our key text, is fear the Lord. Reverence all. Let's see. Reverence through your time on earth. Reverence, holy, awe and reverence, fear through your time on earth. So we have to fear the Lord. Amen? So fear the Lord. As a matter of fact, I told you last time that that is my go-to verse is Isaiah 41. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. And of course, Psalms 128 is my key chapter on the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is 6 verse. It's amazing. But I don't have the liberty to exegete on that tonight because I only have 11 more minutes to roll. And I have a long way to go to navigate on this assignment that I have tonight. But praise be to God. Fear is something that's embedded in my heart for the longest time since I was like of my early age because I was so fearful of my brother growing up. My brother always wants to kill me for some reason. Every time he got drunk, he wants to kill me. Why? Because his mindset is that he don't want me to be like him, drinking and all that, and killing people and so forth. So it's better for me not to leave this earth and be like him. That's amazing. What kind of attitude is that? But I was so fearful that one time I was hanging on this rock and he's about to get a pole so that he can throw me at the river, which is a little cliff, and yet in that river there's so many bamboo. So I will be a human barbecue if I go there. And I was screaming, crying, and sure enough, to make the long story longer, the neighbor heard my cry and shouting, and they come for rescue, and I was rescued from dying that night. But praise be to God. God has a plan, you know? And how can you not be fearful if somebody wants to kill you all the time? If he's sober, he just spanked me wherever that big stick will hit me. So that was something. And fortunately, I came here in the United States, and that's another story to tell of my salvation and things like that. And see, I joined the Navy, and I have the time to go and visit again my country so that I can enjoy it because I was poor, and now being in the Navy, I have something that I have money to buy everything and stuff like that, so to speak. And yet, because of my fear, I don't want to go back to the Philippines. For 18 years, I was denied of that liberty or what you call joy that I will have in visiting my country. But praise be to God, I got born again. I got born again, and I got saved. And here I was for the first time after 18 years going back to the Philippines. And that fear is still in my heart, so to speak. And for the first time, I met my brother again. Here you are, you know. I was cautious too because I was thinking there's a knife that will stab me, you know. But I was like, embrace him so tight. And he embraced me also. And that moment is so precious that all fear is gone. The song that resonated in my spirit that moment. And because I know, he did it. And I believe that that moment was captured by my wife in that video. I think he took a video that day with my sons, two sons then. Wow, it's so powerful, that moment that I was totally and completely delivered from that fear. Although I was big guy, now I can fight my brother, but still, that fear is really embedded so deeply. But praise be to God. Like I said, that fear was gone. Amen? Glory to God, glory to God. So, fearless, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am God. Knowing that, and I even say two months ago that COVID-19 has expiration date. It's 2019. It has a shelf life, and we are in 2021, and you should not be fearful of COVID-19 because we already have the vaccine when you enter into the presence of God. And lo and behold, 2 weeks ago, we are free, and everybody is dancing, everybody is kissing each other and all that, hugging, and no masks at all, which I don't believe in masks on the get-go because I cut grass. I put that mask, I still have dirt in my nose. And how that minuscule or that particles cannot affect you, right, with that mask on, unless you have N95, that is the proper mask. Praise be to God. I don't want to be politically correct there, but in any rate, here it is. The narratives of our world is evidence here that we are paralyzed because of fear. That Ian says there's so much narratives that's going on, and we believe that. And yet we don't believe in the one who can kill both soul and body. Amen. After all, if you are fearful of dying, I mean, walking dead, there's a series called Walking Dead. And most people who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ are walking dead because you don't have the Spirit of God in you. See, is that so simple? If you don't believe that, because the things that are seen is more real than that are seen. Amen? And yet you are living in fear and even fear of death, knowing there is one who can kill your soul and body. Do not be afraid of men. And even the body of Christ, Sean Foyt was there and preaching or sharing how King David approached his giant and how they started worshiping the Lord in the midst of this COVID-19 in the state of California, where the governor is notorious in sharing no gathering, nothing. And yet they started it in San Francisco in that Golden Bridge when he posted, whoever wants to worship God, come. And sure enough, the first time they met at Golden State, there's about 400 people who's willing to worship God. There's remnant who don't fear the man or whoever the authority that forbade us to worship God. When it comes to worshiping God, don't be afraid. We know whom we believe, and we should be persuaded that he is able to deliver us from that which the enemy or whoever it is. Don't fear no man. Because what happened, that can happen to a lot of people or even the nation as we read the Old Testament. Yes, people, I don't deny about COVID and all that. All these things that's happening in the world, right? I will not deny that. But see, the reason behind for most of this, just like the people of Israel, I mean, there's battles of gods in the Old Testament. If your God is not powerful, then you lose the battle. And it seems like the people of Israel loses the battle, and it seems like God of the God that they believe is weak. No, he is not weak, because those things happen to them because they are not walking in the principle of God. And for us today who are believers, If you stand tall in the liberty that Peter's saying, the grace of God is so evident and powerful, and you should be focusing, fixing on your eyes in Jesus, then there's no weapon formed against us that will prosper. Right? Right? Right. So praise be to God. Amen. And like David, who see this giant as a big target. See, he was not intimidated by Goliath of his time. It can be anything else, COVID, tsunami, or anything that comes against us. Because in this world, the Bible says we have tribulation. Jesus even say that. But be of good courage because he overcome the world. And this is the testimony that he overcomes the world. That our love for one another as well, right? Praise be to God. So don't be afraid. Be fearless, right? Fearless. Do not fear, for God is with us. Don't be intimidated what the media says and everything, the narratives that Ian says, all that. Here is the word of God, the truth. Do you believe the truth? Nothing but the truth, so help us God. Amen. And here in my, Lord, in Jesus' name. So let me land in this story. The book of Daniel chapter 3. Like I said, there's battle gods. And in this battle, because they didn't walk in the principle of God, you know what happened to the people of Israel? They went and exiled in Babylon. The treasury was taken out. They were defeated by the Babylonian king, Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar is egoistic, narcissistic, and notorious leader. Just like when you see Saddam Hussein, he has the meeting of all his leaders. He is the only one who has a gun. When somebody offends him, boom, boom, boom. And this Nebuchadnezzar, the same thing. You know, he's a torturer. And yet, his ego even exalted himself to create a god, a golden image, that when the trumpets sound, everybody will bow down, not only to their gods, but to this God who is him. See? He equaled himself with God, being the leader of the world that time, powerful leader. And so it seems like the God of Israel is defeated by Babylon or this king. But don't be fooled, because Isaiah says, there is no God before me. I'm the only God. I raise up leaders and I put them down. That's who our God is, right? And yet here, the three Hebrew boys, and Daniel, of course, was taken captives. They are not ambassadors to Babylon. They were taken captives. And now here is the decree. You have to bow down. And the Chaldeans overheard that, or see that they're not bowing down to the image when the sound of the trumpet came. And they were like, King Nebuchadnezzar, there are three Hebrew boys who will not bow down. There's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If you don't understand that, Meshach, Meshach, and Abednego. Okay? So they will not bow down to you. And sure enough, the king was so angry, furious, summoned them and said, is that true that you're not bowing down to my golden image that I set up? And when the trumpets sound, you don't? Yes, O king, we don't. We only bow down to God. See, if you don't, your God will be able to deliver you? Yes, sir. Our God is able to deliver you in that very furnace that you set before us. And if our God don't deliver us, we'd rather die and be with him. And if he deliver us, glory to God. He is king. He is our God. He's a real God. And so Nebuchadnezzar says, throw them. Heat it up more times, four times hotter than it is. And sure enough, when they saw the fiery furnace, wow, he saw the fourth man, the son of man, along with Meshach, Meshach, and Abednego. Wow. And he was like, whoa, what it is. Come out here. And they don't even have a smell of burnt. Yeah, I see, I cut grass. When I come home, my wife knows, get out, get a shower. You smell grass. But here, they don't even smell the burning fire. See? And they were not touched by the fire. So King Nebuchadnezzar declared that the God of Meshach, Meshach, and Abednego is the God of the world. He's the God of Israel. So I'm telling you right now, they are fearless to the point that, can you imagine that these three guys will not bow down? They were stripped of everything. Their nation is taken. And as a man who was promised to have children, and yet they were become eunuch. They cannot have children, grandchildren. And yet their mind is set on the one whom they fear. They were fearless and will not bow down. Those three, and even Daniel, of course, in the lion den. So praise be to God. These are the sample of all those people who live fearlessly. Or fearless, yeah? Really? Yeah, that's good. Amen. So, I ran out of time, but you know, we have the series of the name of God, I Am. And see, when you have the name of God, I am that I am, that was encountered by Moses. And you know that Abba is Father. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Ati Yum, the Ancient of Days. Christos, the Anointed One. El Chui, the God who gave you birth. El Dia, the God of knowledge. El Elyon, the God of Most High. El Olam, the Everlasting God. El Roy, the God who sees. El Shaddai, God Almighty. Elohim, the Creator. Jehovah Yahweh, the Self-Existent One. Jehovah Boreh, the Lord Creator. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our Provider. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our Banner. Jehovah Rohai, the Lord our Shepherd. Jehovah Shabbat, the Lord of Hosts. The Lord is Peace, Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Jehovah Shikenu, the Lord our Righteousness. And I'm telling you, if your eyes is fixed on Him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the beginning and the end, He is our everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Whom you gonna fear? What man can do to you and me? We are the child of God. I'm no longer slave to fear. Is that what we sing? I am a child of God. Are you a child of God? For you who are watching tonight, hallelujah. On solid rock I stand. Oh, all other ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah. And if you place your confidence and trust on the Holy One of Israel, and for us, we call Him Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the Living God, what is the best thing that ever happened to you? Yes, maybe your wife, your children, your career. But the best thing that can ever happen to you is the Son of God entering into your heart. And when you receive Him as your Lord and Savior, that fear that you are encountering right now will go away. And if you are right now committing suicide, you have the paraphernalia or the injection needles in your hand, you're going to drop it down. Because God of the universe is right here before you, by your side. And the tablets or the pills that you have in your hand, you can throw it because you have that confidence that Christ will deliver you for whatever you are facing right now. And I pray that in Jesus' name, that can take place in your heart. And you can say, Jesus, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Pastor Brett, you're coming out.